Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，非常欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德瑜。
How can I guard my mouth and tongue?
我要如何谨守我的口跟舌呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23 in the Bible.
今天的经文在箴言21章23节。
He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23.
箴言21章23节，谨守口与舌的，就保守自己，免受灾难。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们来了解一下这一节经文的意思。
He who guards his mouth. Guards. G-U-A-R-D-S. Guards.
He 就是男性的他，这个他用 W-H-O, who 来形容这个他是怎么样的一个他呢？ He who guards. Guards 就是守护或保护，叫做 guards. G-U-A-R-D-S.Guards, 守护什么呢?
His mouth and his tongue. Tongue, T-O-N-G-U-E, tongue.
守护什么呢?就是守护他的口,他嘴巴所讲的话的意思,还有守护他的舌头。所以英文说 He who guards, 守护 guards, his mouth.His mouth 就是他的口，他的嘴巴 ，and 而且跟什么呢 ？His tongue, tongue 就是舌头 ，T-O-N-G-U-E, tongue 舌头。所以中文圣经把这一小段翻译成：谨守口与舌的，就怎么样呢
？Keeps himself from calamity, calamity.C-A-L-A-M-I-T-Y, calamity.
He who guards his mouth and his tongue, 谨守口与舌的，就怎么样呢? keeps himself from, 就是保守自己怎么样怎么样的意思。保守自己免于什么呢? calamity 就是灾难。祸患的意思 calamity, C-A-L-A-M-I-T-Y, calamity, 保守自己免受灾难的意思。
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来读这一节的经文。
He who guards his mouth and his tongue,Keeps himself from calamity. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23.
箴言二十一章二十三节，谨守口与舌的，就保守自己，免受灾难。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入我们愉快的分享时间了。
How can I guard my mouth and tongue?
我们要思考的一个复杂跟困难的问题就是呢，我要如何来谨守或者是小心我的口与舌呢?
Words are powerful, so it is important that we guard our mouths and tongues.
我们所说的话呢是有影响力的，所以我们要保守，要小心我们的口 就是我们所说的话啊，跟我们的舌头是非常重要的。
Our words are the fruit of what is in our hearts.
实际上来说，我们嘴巴所讲的话，其实就是我们心里所想的，所结出来的果子。
And it can bring life or death.
这些话呢，可以使人得生命，也可以造成死亡。
Some ways we can guard our mouth and tongue are to slow down.
有什么方法是好方法，可以让我们谨守我们的口跟舌头呢？啊，一个好方法就是呢，我们要讲之前呢，先慢下来 ，slow down。
And be patient and speak with control and restraint.
我们也要有耐心，并且在讲话的时候要有节制，要有自制力，要有自己的控制力。
We need to listen to others and try to be understanding.
我们要仔细的来听别人在讲什么，并且愿意了解别人所说的。
We can speak the truth and words that benefit others.
我们应该要讲的是什么呢？就是讲真理，讲事实，并且讲那些可以造就别人的话。
We can also always try to pray before we speak.
更好的就是呢，我们在讲话之前都可以来试着祷告，让我们的话可以更好的来呈现。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再来听一次这一节的经文。
He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23.
箴言21章23节，谨守口与舌的，就保守自己免受灾难。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to write to us.
如果你有任何问题或建议，我们非常欢迎你写信来给我们。
We would love to hear from you.
我们很期待收到你的来信。
We have teaching materials on our website for you to download.
我们在网站上有讲义可以免费给你下载。
Please check it out.
请前往看看吧。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再会。